Hey everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. As we start this week, I just want to express to everybody how much I love the book of Ephesians. Anybody who knows me knows that that is the book for me, right? This letter from Paul, it's what made me understand the Bible, I think. I know. This is the first thing I understood in the Bible. It's the first thing that I could personally relate to. And I know today that there's so much more in the Bible from front to back, but when I was really trying to figure out, like, what did I believe? Ephesians just spoke to me. It's what God used to make me listen. And it spoke to me the only way that Christ could. And so for me, this podcast is special. It has special meaning for me, and at the end, I hope it does for you as well. And so today, we're just going to dig into one verse. And, you know, it's simple. We're going to look at chapter 5, verse 14. This is why it said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." It's pretty simple. But as we look around at Christianity today, trying to be observant and real with people without being judgmental, man, we're still struck with this drastic difference between, frankly, between Christians, right? There is this drastic difference between how Christians act. You know, one Christian does this and one Christian does that. And I know it's hard probably to hear me say that, but you know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying when I say that there's drastic differences between those who profess to follow Christ. Some Christians, I believe personally, are doing the exact opposite thing that Christ has taught us to do. The opposite of how Christ taught us to love people, even when we don't agree with them. You know, I recognize there's going to be a lot of people who say, "Well, that's not me. That's not how I act." And maybe you're right. Maybe it's not you. I know it was me for a long time. You know, when I first came to Christ, that was me. Wherever you're at in your walk, you need to be real about it. You need to be real and recognize where you're at. You don't got to be real with me. You got to be real with yourself when you're in with Christ. A lot of Christians follow and love the way Christ has taught us, but lots don't. I feel like when I read or listen to some things that people say, things people post on Facebook or whatever social media platform of their choices, I do question their relationship with Christ. I question if it's nothing more than just words. Like they're interested in being a part of a club. And it's a club that they don't really want to be active in. And I hate to say that because it should never be like that. Because this isn't a club that you just join and chill, right? You know, I've said this before. I'm a member of Bikers for Christ. And we're told, right? When we're hangarounds, we're told, like, if it's not in your heart, don't put it on your back. Because we're going out to places that most people wouldn't go, and we are proclaiming Christ publicly, right? Everything about us, right? Our cut says Bikers for Christ. Everybody knows who we are. They say this isn't it's not a ministry for the faint of heart. Well, being a Christian is the same way. It's not a club that you just join and chill. You know, I've said this in other podcasts, right? I grew up in Utah. And when I grew up there, a large percentage of the Mormons were in that club. It was that club mentality, right? Because if you weren't Mormon, you were an outsider, period. You had to be part of the club. And I saw that in my youth, and I saw that in my professional life as well. I mean, that's how it was 20 years ago. Maybe it's not that way today, but I'll bet it is, right? In my professional life, when I worked in Utah, if you weren't Mormon, good luck getting a promotion. You know, this verse, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. It should stand as a reminder for any of us who have a relationship with Christ that is stale, that is stagnant. You know, some followers you may have never fully awakened. Maybe you haven't risen from the dead, and maybe you need to renew that commitment so that Christ can shine on you. Look, wake up. I'm going to challenge you. Wake up. Hear God's call. Why do you sleep? You know, Linda always makes this comment. She says this term like, you know, people just want to numb out. And she knows I hate that comment. I hate the way that sounds, right? People want to numb out. But when I started preparing for this, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This actually makes sense, right? Why do people want to numb out? Why do they want to be numb from the truth, numb to life? Why are people spiritually numb? Numb to the opportunities. You know, when you were a kid, I think in another podcast, talk about how excited I was for Christmas, right? But you couldn't change. It was about time, right? You couldn't make time go faster or slower. So if we go back to that analogy, right? Would you sleep through Christmas? You know, there's gifts under the tree. They're waiting for you. They're ready to be unwrapped. They're waiting to give you joy. You know, people who don't know God, they're just going to stay in bed. They're going to rot for eternity. But life is available to them. God is calling all of us, right? He's everywhere. He's everywhere around us. You have to be able to see that, right? He's in nature. He's in love. He's in, you know, in revelations of his life, his presence. It's everywhere. I can't be the only one to think this. I can't be the only one to question, like, why are people not awake? Why do people live as there's no God, no creator, no judgment day coming? I mean, look, if you look at the world today, judgment's coming, right? We are probably close, right? Why do people live like there's no accountability for their actions? You know, Romans 14, 10 and 12 says, For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each one of us shall give account for himself to God. Look, we need to wake up and get ready. We're supposed to be holy. Wake up. See what's happening around us. Look at social media. We're supposed to every day try to be more like our Father. Right? In Ephesians 5:1, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. We need to wake up and see how we're being led by the ways of this world. Look, I'm right there with you. When I say we, it's me. It's me too. When I'm saying wake up, figure out what's going on, stop being numb, I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to anybody else. We have to consider, how are we being influenced? How is Satan corrupting us? His goal is to no longer be recognizable as children of God. That's Satan's goal. That's the adversary's job. He wants it so that God won't even look upon us, that he doesn't recognize us. When are we going to realize the truth? When are we going to stop floating along in this life and recognize what's going on? You know, we're like people. Have you ever seen, you know, I think maybe some movies, or maybe you've actually been like whitewater rafting and, you know, people are just enjoying themselves, hanging out. Probably doesn't happen in real life, but you've seen it in movies. They don't even notice the waterfall coming up. They don't even notice that. Here it comes. I'm about to go over. We're about to go over the brink. Wake up. Being a Christ follower is not just some nice thing for nice folks to do. People are being lost. There are serious consequences we have to realize the serious nature of this. We have to recognize there is a God. He does care. He is holy. Wake up. This is my prayer for everybody. Lord, I say it for myself, right? Lord, wake me up. I want to know the truth. I want to see. Whatever it takes, wake me up. It's hard to say that. It's hard to say, Lord, wake me up. Because he's going to, and when he does, you can't hide anymore. Once you've heard God's call, once you've been woken up, you need to do something about it, and you know it. And I think that's what stops people. I think people are so afraid of what's going to happen. They're so afraid of what's going to happen if they do wake up that they're going to have to do something about it. I know I was. I am every day when I wake up. When I get up and I pray, I'm afraid. What is he going to have me do today that I'm going to have to do because God's calling me to do it? You'll have to respond. You have to come to life. And when you do, when you rise from the dead, when you have a new life, it's amazing. You're no longer dead to your sins. You're no longer dead to your sins in the way you used to walk. See, I was dead to my sins, just like everybody else. But in Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, it says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. You know, I have a pastor friend of mine. He's also a member of Bikers for Christ, and he goes by Smoke and Joe, but he's a pastor, Pastor Joe. He did this sermon once, several years ago at the Nashville Rescue Mission, and he called it Buck God. And he went through all of these times that God stepped in, where we were lost, but God saved those who really don't deserve it. And we see that again. We see where God steps in Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. You see, God provided life for us in Christ. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. That life is there for all of us if we actually trust him. Those of us who receive and live by his spirit have life. We are risen from the dead. We have experienced the power of God. Think about that. Wake up. Have life, right? In John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Christ wants you to have everything. He wants it to be real. And he provided a way for us to do that. He provided that. But we got to wake up and do it for him. We got to do our part. We need to rise from the dead and put that new life on. We need to treasure the gift of life that he has given us. We need to respond. That's why Paul urged Christians in Colossians. In Colossians 3:5, we'll start at 3:5, go through 8, it says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. These verses put a responsibility on each of us personally. Personally, right? Think about what that says. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. What do you read on Facebook by people who proclaim to be Christians? Do you see evil desires and greed? Do you see anger, rage, slander? We have to participate. We have to grab onto that responsibility with everything we have. See, God's throwing you a life raft. He threw me one. If we drown, we die. It's our fault because there is a way. And so as we wake up and rise, we have to shine, right? Christ will shine on you and your life. You can be pure and holy. I mean, look, God directed Moses how to word this special blessing in Numbers, right? In Numbers 6:22, he said, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Have you ever really just thought, let me just picture that, right? Can you picture God's face lighting up when he looks at you? Like a proud parent. Look, if you got kids, I got kids. And if you think about first time you saw them play soccer or a dance recital, their graduation, how did you feel? How proud were you of your kids? I can't even tell you how proud I have been with all of my children. I say all of them like there's a whole bunch, but there's four, right? I know that these moments in my life have been amazing. Watching my kids grow up. And even today, when I see a dad get on all emotional on TV, like, you know, I'll be watching TV with Linda and maybe it's a commercial or it's a sporting event or it's whatever it may be, right? You know, and there's a dad there and that dad gets so emotional watching their kids. I get emotional all over again. She tells me I'm just a big softy. But it makes me remember those times with my kids. I want that blessing too. I want God to look at me like that. I want to walk in the light. I want to be in his glory. I want to live in that light. I want to be spiritually nurtured. I want to continually grow. I want grace. I want knowledge. I want God's love to nourish me. I know that says a lot, right? It's a lot to think about. I mean, whew. I want him to be the lamp at my feet. I told you I love Ephesians, right? Shine on me, teach me, help me. You know, Ephesians 5, 10 through 11, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. That's what I want. I want to know what pleases God, and we know. We have been told we just have to read it and follow it. We just have to pray. You need a relationship with God the Father, just like your earthly father. You need to sit down and talk to him and do it. Let others see the glory of God in you. Right? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. So now what? Right? Now what do? You wake up. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. All of us have been dead, but we've been given the most incredible gift of life in Jesus Christ. You just have to accept it. You have to accept it, and you have to be obedient. Stop with the anger, the rage, the slander, the greed, the impurities. We've all been there. I'm saying this to me more than anybody else, and hopefully it'll help somebody. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Nothing else needs to be said. It's one verse. It's pretty short. Wake up, rise from the dead, Christ will shine on you. Stop being numb. Stop ignoring everything. Stop accepting it and being complicit and allowing what you know is wrong. This is Rick with the Nomad Pastor. If you like it, subscribe. We're on all the different podcast platforms. If you got a question, send me a message. In the next couple weeks, we're going to do a couple interviews with different people, and we're going to see where that takes us. And then we'll pick up again probably in 3 or 4 weeks with chapter 3 of Philippians, and we'll just see where this goes. I really appreciate you listening. I hope you have a blessed week. Thanks.